You're listening to SBS News.
It took 4 minutes for four people with power tools, including chainsaws, to undertake one of the most bold smash-and-grab robberies in modern history, the theft of famous crown jewels in a scene reminiscent of a crime thriller, and it's made news around the globe.
Grosso al Louvre di Parigi.
Gained entrance at about 9:30 this morning.
Louvre, das meistbesuchte Museum der Welt.
In a crowded room on a weekend at the Louvre in Paris, a museum also home to the Mona Lisa, burglars reportedly broke in through a window. The high visibility of this crime evident in phone videos captured by visitors. A man is seen wearing a fluorescent yellow vest, cutting into a glass case covering the 19th century collection of Napoleon and Empress Eugenie. French Cultural Minister Rachida Dati says it was a very fast operation.
We came immediately, a couple of minutes after we received information of this robbery. To be completely honest, this operation lasted almost 4 minutes. It was very quick. We have to say that these are professionals. Organised crime today targets objects of art, and museums, of course, have become targets because France, as you know, is a country of heritage, a country with historical objects of heritage with great value.
8 pieces were stolen, including the emerald and diamond necklace Napoleon gave his wife, Empress Marie-Louise, and the 19th century crown of Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. Police found the crown damaged nearby, but the thieves had escaped on motorbikes. To witnesses, this was like a scene from a Hollywood movie, and would-be visitors were astounded too.
I said, I can't believe this happened. Right? We were supposed to go tomorrow, and is it going to be open? And she said, you read the article, right?
Yeah, we want to get a newspaper clipping as a souvenir.
60 investigators are now searching for 4 suspects. French President Emmanuel Macron posted to social media saying everything is being done to find the people behind the theft.
The theft committed at the Louvre is an attack on a heritage that we cherish because it is our history. We will recover the works, and the perpetrators will be brought to justice. Everything is being done, everywhere, to achieve this, under the leadership of the Paris Prosecutor's Office.
Prosecutor Laure Bacot says investigators already have leads.
Soit c'est une commande par un collectionneur.
Either it was commissioned by a collector, in which case, if we identify this collector and this commissioner, we will find the jewelry in good condition. Or, as we can see on different occasions, it was commissioned by people who only noticed these jewels because of the stones and pearls and objects, the rare metals they were made of.
Others, including Louvre employee and Cultural Union National Secretary Elise Muller, are less interested in who than how.
So the Louvre staff, including myself, are extremely sad and extremely angry about what happened today. Extremely sad, obviously, because it's our job to protect this building, this institution, the collections it houses and the public who visit it. And in fact, today it wasn't protected as we would have liked.
It is one of a series of raids targeting French museums in recent months, and it comes a short time after the venue was among those that closed in the European summer, with staff concerned over huge visitor numbers and their ability to do their jobs under increasingly crowded conditions. Visitor Jennifer Keane told Channel 9 the issues were widely known.
I know that the Louvre had requested additional funding and additional works to improve their security and their facilities. So I suppose, you know, it does show that things like this can happen even in places like this.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.